The post-Eden struggle between Satan and his demons has not let up throughout the ages between mankind and the creation. We walk in this morning in an epic battle between good and evil. Borrowing details from the other synoptics, we know that the two possessed men had all the signs of insanity according to the Talmud. Broken chains, the torn clothes, living among the dead, and wandering about day and night like a predator seeking prey. These things all point to a life of torment. Today, they would be tossed to a psych ward, given all sorts of psychopharmaceuticals, and the medicos would be around them, scratching their head, wondering why there's no cure in sight. Our Lord Jesus Christ, though, makes the diagnosis very clear. The insanity is demon-produced and identified as legion because we are many. Immediately, the demons react, recognizing the deity of Christ and the dominion of him through whom all things were made. There is no common ground, no points of proper intercourse, no reason for extended discourse or paths for recourse. What have you to do with us, O Son of God? At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Even the demons know the Christ and acknowledge him. In this way, they are more enlightened than others, even within our own Fort Wayne community, who actively reject the Christ in word and deed. They claim that this Christian stuff and God is but a myth, and as Mark said, Christianity is but an opiate for the masses. That kind of makes us feel better, but only by delusion. But not unlike those who have no use for Jesus, those who carry the title of Christian but whose practices actually betray and belies their assumption, these denizens of hell, they plead, they beg, and pray for compassion, even as they showed none to the two men. Unfortunately, that's not uncommon today. There will be people like that, that will plead before the great throne of judgment for compassion, even as they live their entire tormented lives crying out, "My will be done." And that final day, that prayer will be answered, their wish will be granted, and they will hear, "Thy will be done, be gone from me." Christ makes very evident that the evil intent of Satan is for the death of all people, as he commands the legion to go into the herd of 2,000 pigs as they drown into the waters of the sea. We can only imagine that happening today. Peter would be up in arms. The protesters would be there claiming to represent the 99%, and there would be absolutely no peace at all. Imagine, too, for a moment being those herdsmen, trying to explain the owner of those 2,000 pigs what happened, that this Jewish guy came in, kind of cast out some demons, and now you're absolutely broke. Not a pleasant sight. But, you know, the reaction of the townspeople really exemplifies the ministry of Jesus very clearly. The ministry for which you are preparing, and the reaction you will receive. Loved by some and rejected by others. The whole city, we're told, rejected Jesus out of fear of such power, or more likely, I think, that it was concerned over even greater economic loss of property and prosperity. This Jesus that we worship certainly can be inconvenient. In divine knowledge, Jesus had to know the town's reaction. He could see and peer into their hearts, and certainly appears on the a cursory reading that he was trumped by these demons. A whole city was lost, a town seemingly lost in fear. Yet this doesn't diminish nor negate Jesus' victory over evil and his loving compassion for all. If we think about it and press it, the account is really a very dramatic representation of baptismal life, isn't it? Jesus in his compassion goes among the dead to bring life, just as he did for us at the font. At his baptism, Jesus is declared to be the beloved Son of the Most High, and for these two men, they too were declared to be beloved children, as the spirits of abject evil are driven out by the Holy Spirit, and the dead are given new life. The testimony of the Spirit replaces the cursed language of tortured existence. Thanks be to God. The demons immediately recognize the Holy One of Israel and obey his command, come out. The quiet power of baptism, though, seems to belie the magnificent transformation that occurs for us, not only in that historic day, but daily as we die and live with Christ once again. Yet that gift is no less, the underlying drama hardly diminished than the account this morning. The results are as dramatic: Satan banished and your lives reclaimed, foreign by Christ. But just like at Jesus' baptism, the war is won, but the battles are not over. Jesus went out into the wilderness of temptation to confront and overcome for you. Make no mistake, brothers and sisters in Christ, you are longing for a calling of direct confrontation with these very same evil powers. Pastors particularly are main targets of those same demons looking to subvert the work of Christ, undermine the care of souls, make a mockery of the witness of the risen Christ. But remember, you are not alone. You have Christ on and by your side and the Holy Spirit within. You are the very Holy of Holies of the Most High. Do not fear, but remember, out of loving compassion, those who are unable to help themselves, all of us, are called from the darkest tombs of death and of torment into the marvelous light of life eternal. Our state is no better exemplified than by the demon act's total being overcome by the forces of darkness. But yet control is given back as they are given a new life and new power. These two could not be forgotten, who are now called to serve just like you are. Called to serve, to be witnesses to the world, to tell them how much the Lord has actually done for you. Courageously go forth and put faith in action and be witnesses to the compassion of God in Christ. There is absolutely nothing to fear. Lead others to Christ. Lead others to the waters of baptismal life rather than the seas of death. Courageously, you can leave this place today, driving out the demons in Jesus' name, confessing his name, that thou art the Christ, the victorious Son of the living God. Satan, you have no hold over me. Be gone. The love of God and peace of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all.